on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Joining us on, on the computer, via it's so great how we can connect now, IP connections, making it, man, it's just like you're in studio. Genevieve Wood from Heritage Foundation, appreciate your time each week and our regular updates.
Great to be with you, sir.
Today, I kind of wanted to touch on kind of looking forward at, looking back and looking forward, you know, what's happened in the last 4 years with the current administration on a federal level. And then even here in New Mexico, we've seen the issues we're going to be talking about here. But with the transgender issue making its way into Congress with a newly elected representative, the issue with people born as men finding their way into women's private places has become, you know, it's reached our lawmakers, and it just seems like it actually reminded me, Genevieve, of when states were shipping illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities, New York or what have you, and finally the people who were all for these policies in these cities, all of a sudden they had to deal with it, and now it's happening on Capitol Hill.
No, you're right. We are seeing that. I think this is something, Steve, that points to, again, how oftentimes our laws or, the rules for society are changed. And oftentimes voters don't even know what's going on because it's not happening in Congress. It's not happening necessarily in their state house. It's happening, just by federal officials or the president of the United States issuing an executive order, making changes that the average person just doesn't know is happening. And that's what we've seen really over the last 4 years on this transgender issue. President Biden issued an executive order changing Title IX, which many people probably know was the law that was enacted to ensure there was equality in men and women's sports on campuses. And President Biden changed the rule to say that it's not about that you had to change your own sex and just make it genders, and that you could discriminate against any gender. So all of a sudden, it's not just discriminating between male and female. It's male, female, transgender, and you can add other things to that as well. And so what that's done is opened up on many college campuses the ability for men who now say they're women to compete in women's sports, to use the women's locker room, use the women's bathroom. And it's not just on college campuses. It's in federal workplaces. So you now see it on Capitol Hill, where we have a, as you just mentioned, a new person was elected from the state of Delaware to be a member of Congress. It's a man who is a transgender and claims that he is now a woman, and he would like to use the women's facilities on Capitol Hill. And not surprisingly, many women representatives on Capitol Hill don't like that idea. They don't want to share their personal spaces, especially bathrooms and locker rooms, with a man. And so, again, all this has happened without one law having to pass. This was all because we had one president sign an executive order. And that's just one example. There's a lot of things happening at the state level as well.
Yeah. And, as you mentioned, the executive order that President Biden signed, I believe it was Executive Order 13988, that, hopefully we'll see maybe on January 20th that revoked. Often when we've come to these topics, what we've said, now we're talking, this article at thedailysignal.com, which has headlined, "It's Time for Washington to Protect Our Daughters." You can, read in detail what we're covering today. Yes, mostly on a federal level. But then there's state issues, which, our audience, over the past couple of years have become very aware of, because there were several laws that were passed, a couple of sessions ago in the Roundhouse in Santa Fe, that dealt with this issue. And it's almost like America has spoken. And for the most part, on a federal level, we hope to see some of these executive orders that were put in during the Biden administration, reversed. New Mexico's awfully blue. And part of what happened across America is people finally said, you know what, we're done with this. This is just, it started out as, you almost want to say as a joke, and it's just gotten silly. But here in New Mexico, again, you know, although we're past November 5th, another election is on the horizon. And if you want to see changes in your community, the way that you make that happen is vote for people whose values line up with yours and who will address these issues like we're probably going to see come January.
Oh, I have no doubt. I think you're going to see the Trump administration, he himself putting forth executive orders repealing what President Biden did. But you're also going to have cabinet officials because the Department of Health and Human Services, the Food and Drug Administration, there's a whole Department of Education, there's a whole host of other agencies that enacted their own rules pushing the transgender agenda under the Biden administration. So his cabinet officials are going to have to go in and make some changes as well. But you're absolutely right, Stephen. People, they need to just call their representatives, whether it's state, whether it's federal, whether it's local school board, and say, we are not for this in our community. Because this isn't a one-sided issue. There are plenty of Democrats out there who don't want to push the transgender agenda. They also realize, especially in the last election, it was one of the main reasons they lost such support across the country. And even in places like New Mexico, like New York, like Chicago, even in Illinois, there are places where no, President Trump didn't win, but he really cut into the lead of what Democrats have done in years past. A lot of it has to do with illegal immigration, but a lot of it has to do with this issue as well. So there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who don't think men belong in women's bathrooms or in their locker rooms, who don't believe that boys should be competing against girls in sports. And they also don't believe, and we're having a debate at the Supreme Court just this week, that children who are minors should be allowed, just because they may be suffering right now kind of from gender dysphoria. What we know is that the vast majority of those kids grow out of it once they get through puberty. But either way, minors should not be allowed to take hormones that will permanently affect them, and certainly having surgeries that alter their bodies forever. That's just the kind of thing that most people, I think, on both sides of the aisle don't think is a good idea. And they voted that way back in November.
Yeah. And the fact is, most recently in the past 4 years, under the leadership that we've had, we've seen children mutilated. We've seen young girls unable to participate in sports that they wanted to participate in because of unfair competition against biological males, and abuse in locker rooms. And it's time for it to end. And part of that, like, you know, we've said a couple times, it happened in November. America has spoken, and it'll be very refreshing, hopefully, God willing, to see what happens here in the next few weeks and months. If you want to find the article, again, it's at dailysignal.com, and it's time for Washington to protect our daughters is the headline. Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation, thanks so much for your time, and have a great weekend.
Thanks. Same to you.
All right. End of year giving, some things to consider and ways to save money doing it, next with our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. Next on ABQ Connect.